Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Like a million bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Okay. I want to share something with you that I had to come to the realization one time. And even in the reinvention of myself right now, I've had to come to that. And I want to share it with you today. Give it to you. I want to tell you about something that a lot of people do in their life. And I want you to be aware of it. Here it is. Don't get stuck on yourself. You could be wrong, you know. I said, don't get stuck on yourself. You could be wrong, you know. The reason I'm saying this is because people have a tendency to, once they make a decision about something, or once they decide to go a certain path, they go against all everything. Anything anybody says, anything anybody might do, any other ruling they may come across, they shun advice. They don't listen to counsel. They just, I made the decision. I'm going to do it anyway. Don't get stuck on yourself. You could be wrong, you know. Now, here's a surefire way to tell if you're wrong. If you don't see any movement in the direction you've chosen, if you don't see anything going right in that decision, if you feel as though you're in a rut, if the wall you're climbing seems so insurmountable that you ain't even moving an inch, and every time you turn around, you keep getting knocked back down. Don't get stuck on yourself. You know, you could be wrong, you know. See, that's why it's important for people to always be open to the reinvention of yourself. You know, you cannot be afraid to reinvent yourself. In other words, you can't be afraid to change. Change is necessary when it comes to growth. There is no growth without change. The more you know, the older you look. There is no growth without change. If you're heading in a direction and ain't nothing going right in your life, could it be the wrong direction? If you're climbing and you're making no headway, could it be the wrong direction? Could you have possibly made the wrong choice? Don't get stuck on yourself because you done made the wrong stuff. It's okay to forgive yourself. It's okay to let yourself off the hook. It's even smarter sometimes to admit that you were wrong. You ever met somebody ain't ever wrong? Have you ever met somebody you talk to, they ain't ever wrong about nothing, man? They just, it's they way or the highway. It's this is my way. I know people like that, stuck on them power trips and all like that. You know what I had to learn how to do? I had to learn how to let them go on them power trips. But listen to this, though. You're not taking me on that trip, though. You're going on that trip by yourself. I'm going in the right direction. I've decided to stop the way. Okay, listen to this person. This person. I decided to stop doing business the way I was doing business. I decided to stop to allow business being done around me the way business was being done around me. You know what? You know the best decision I made was to allow for God to have some say-so and to offer me his direction. I have found him to be a better driver than anyone else I know. I have found him to know more about the man he made than anybody else who's merely associating with me. I have found it to be a fact that my maker knows more about the vehicle he created than does anybody else. If your Chevy break, don't you take it to Chevy? You don't take your Ford when it break down to a Toyota dealership. They not gonna know everything that the Ford dealership would know about the vehicle. You know why? Because they're not the maker of it. So now, why are you letting your life being led, controlled, and guided by somebody other than your maker? I'm just asking you to let's all take a common sense look at this. So if going to your maker is the best way, the best decision I made in my business was take over my brand myself and to allow the maker of this brand. See, without God, I'm none of this. I'm none of this. I want you to clearly understand I ain't none of this without him. I wish I could have the guts to reach back there and pat myself on the back for what I've accomplished in my life. I wish I had the guts. I wish the nerve of me, because I know for a fact that there is no way that I could have manufactured the life that I have. I could not even have thought of it. It's no way I could have told you that this was the route I was going to take and this is the outcome because of it. I had no idea, no clue. The one thing I had, though, was an unshakable faith in God. I had I just kept believing in him. I kept believing that he had something more for me. And then when I touched base with him and asked him to show me what it is, what he had for me, ta-da, the magic show began. Because you know what he did? He took all my natural abilities that he had given to me, this gift that he gave me, that he poured into me at birth, that same gift that he poured into you at birth. The moment you go to him and let him show you that gift, and then guess what? Once he takes what he naturally put in you and put his superpowers on top of that, then you have some supernatural things going on in your life. And you may not be feeling me. I'm cool with that. But I done had some supernatural things happen to me. Every day I wake up, some supernatural, the rewards of my life, the awards of my life, the accomplishments, the how I'm working, the how I manage it all that ain't nothing but God. That ain't nothing but God. You can't even explain this schedule to people. Sometimes when people ask me, Steve, how do you do it? I go, well, this is what I manage my time. Then at the end of when I get through, I say, hey, man, you know what I need to tell y'all for real? It's God. I don't really know. But I'm letting him manage me, so he handling it. He ain't going to put no more on me than I can bear. Listen to me, y'all. Don't be afraid to reinvent yourself. And remember this. Don't get stuck on yourself, because you could be wrong, you know. You absolutely could be wrong. If you don't tie this to your gift, you will be struggling the rest of your life.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, animal trainers, truck drivers, nurses, school teachers, students, pupils, massage therapists, personal trainers, monkey handlers, zookeepers, veterinarians, engineers, lawyers, any politician, may I have your undivided attention. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. My mama used to say that to me all the time on the way out the door to school. I didn't get it. I got it now. He made this day. might as well rejoice and be glad in it, because this is the only day we have. We don't have yesterday, and we don't have tomorrow. We got today, man. Get glad and rejoice and be glad in it. That's how we starting on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica, Junior, alias Kill Space, the legend that is Nephew Tommy, and me, myself, and I. Junior.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
You already know what's on my mind. Everybody talk about it, though. Come on now. You know what's on my mind. Barbecue over the weekend. How'd it go?
I got to tell you something. I'm officially on a cleanse right now.
Because you ate. Did you do it? You overdid?
Let's hear it.
I don't even remember putting a side in my mouth.
It's all
a meat holiday.
I barbecued everything and you know, man, and some people came over too that were friends with the kids. You know. So I barbecued ribs, whole chickens, chicken wings, lamb chops, chicken sausage, hot links, filet mignon steaks. And for the two pescatarians that was there, some salmon skewers.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds good for everyone. Yeah.
I was out there. I started barbecuing at 1. Mm-hmm. When I walked in the house last night, 9:45. I'm talking about, man. I smell like all my clothes had been on fire and put out.
Okay.
Dog, I smell like I walked in my office and went back in it before I showered and went, whoo, I thought the fireplace was on. Man, I had to go upstairs right away. I don't even know how I'm gonna make it to work today.
Yeah. So no vegetables.
Oh,
no
they side. Was there.
But you didn't eat them.
I don't remember partaking of any.
The
salad looked repulsive to me.
All right. Glad you enjoyed your holidays. Welcome back. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. Nephew, what you got today? What you got?
Well, it's time to sprinkle some stupid on this morning. We're going to sprinkle it now all over it. Ladies and gentlemen, can you fix my roof? Can you fix my roof? Cat dog, if you would.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Eduardo.
This is Eduardo.
Eduardo, how you doing, man? I'm one of your neighbors, man. I'm actually like 2 streets over. I wanted to see if you could come around here, man, and help me out, man. I got a leak in my roof. Are you able to come around the corner real quick and see about fixing my roof?
Who's this?
Hey, yeah, this is Sammy, man. I live like 2 streets over from you. You're Eduardo, right?
Yes, it's Eduardo.
Okay, hey, I need you to, I got a leak in my roof, man. I wanted to see if you can come around here and take a look at my
leak
roof.
A leak in your roof? What does that have to do with me?
I got a leak in it. It doesn't have anything to do with you, but I wanted to see if you could come around here and fix it for me.
How did you get my number, man? Where do you think I would fix your roof?
I got your number from one of the neighbors, but you're Hispanic, right?
Yeah, no, I'm Hispanic. Well, I'm not from Hispania. I'm Mexican. If that's what you're asking.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying,
American, Mexican American. Are you trying to be funny or what? What are you talking about? Why do I got to go fix your roof?
Don't Mexican people know how to do roofs?
You know what, man? Don't talk to me like that. I'm an educated Mexican. I'm your worst nightmare. Who the do you do? Who the do you think you can call me? Because think that all Mexicans fix roofs and listen here. I'm not a roofer. I work at a bank. Okay? You understand that?
No, I understand you work at a bank, but from my understanding, all Hispanic people. I mean, what do you do at the bank? I mean, do you lay tile at a bank? What do you do at the bank?
Listen, you ignorant. I work at a bank. I'm a loan officer. I am a dangerous. I'm a Mexican with good credit, okay? I'm a dangerous Mexican. You're with the wrong person. Are you that stupid? Huh? What is the matter with you? Who gave you my number? Where do you live? You can't be one of my neighbors. I haven't seen a retarded person walking around my neighborhood lately.
I'm two streets over from you, man. I got a leak in my roof, and somebody gave me your number. I thought all Hispanic people knew how to fix roofs.
Oh, really? Maybe if I go cut your grass, like if you're going to stereotype us all, huh? Would that be cool? Huh? Why don't you come over to my house? I'll tell you where I live.
Hey, man, you're taking this the wrong way. I'm trying to give you some work, man. All I really wanted is to see if you could come over here and fix the leak. You know what I'm saying? That's really all I wanted to do. And I heard, you know, that most Hispanic people, you know, all of y'all supposed to know how to do roof. I mean,
are you kidding me, man? You stupid. I work at a bank. I've got a degree. You didn't hear me. You're one of them ignorant that don't listen to anything. I live in a nice neighborhood, man. What do you sell drugs to live in this neighborhood? You piece of. Look at this. You're making me degrade myself by just talking to you. I don't do tile. I don't do construction. I don't fix roofs. I'm not a mechanic. I don't do yards, okay? Do you steal? Huh? There's nothing wrong with being a construction worker for laying brick or doing tile or doing roofing. There's nothing wrong with that, man. I got a lot of relatives. I've done those jobs myself, but I educated myself. Now I've got a degree, and I work at a bank as a loan officer. Don't you with me. Don't you ever call me again.
Hey, I need English, man. I need English.
Man, you, man.
What are you saying, man? What are you saying?
Hey, man, don't be upset because I speak two languages and you speak one. Oh, wait, you could probably speak pig Latin or something like that,
hey,
right?
Hey.
You know what, man? I don't even like to talk like this. I work at a bank. I got to deal with customers every day, and I deal with ignorant. I don't even like to say I deal with ignorant on a daily basis like you. You think I'm playing with you, huh? Man, I grew up on the West Side.
You need to watch your tone, okay?
Man, you.
Hey, man, let me ask you this though. Do you know Julio? Do you know Julio?
Yeah, I know Julio. That's my cousin, man. What does he have to do with this?
Okay. Julio is the one that told me to call you. This is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Your cousin just got me to prank phone call you.
Nah, man. That's.
Hey, Eduardo.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I listen to that show, man. Y'all got me. What? Man. I was ready to be a real Mexican from the hood, man. Golly.
You all right, man?
You got me, man. I was going to go back to being like my cousin. Woo, boy. Oh, man.
Hey, man, I got one more thing to ask you, Eduardo. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, Steve Harvey in the morning, man. He got me. Hey, Tommy. Oh, man, before you go, man.
What's
hey,
up?
Tell your boy Steve to wear some Stacey Adams with those suits, man. Hey, the homeboy from the hood would love that, man. He'd be one of the homeboys, man.
I don't think it gets any stupider than me. Stupiditer.
Oh, no.
There were some cringeworthy moments for sure.
Not than you.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I put my
you get
on.
Stupider, but there's no one that can outdo you.
Thank you, sir.
Not at all.
You said thank you. You filed for that prank.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm proud. No, I'm not. Why would I shy away from what I'm good at? If I'm good at stupid, why would I just not want to be there?
I'm
the best at it. Now, you know what? Let me take that back. Herschel Walker is stupider than me. That he the only one. He the onlyest one.
Why you say that now?
Square.
Stupider than me. Because if you ask him something, I swear he don't know nothing about what he's talking about.
Not a damn
thing. He the onlyest one stupider than me.
Hey, let me tell you what they'll never do. They will never put him in a debate with Stacey Adams.
Ooh, Abrams. I hope they do it, though.
Abrams.
I hope they try.
I mean, excuse me, Stacey Adams. Uh-huh. I would pay money to be at that debate.
Yeah.
All right. We got to move on here. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with the Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building, ready for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, comedian Monique is trending yet again feeling slighted at a comedy show in Detroit at the Fox Theater. And Steve, she called you out again. We'll talk about all of that at the top of the hour. But right now, it's time for Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. McKay in St. Lucia says, I'm a 35-year-old single woman, and my man is 37. We met online 4 months ago, and I have never been to his house, and he's never been to mine. He loves hotel rooms, and he has spent a ton of money on weekend getaways. Is this normal to you? Why won't he come to my place and stay overnight?
Hmm. Well, he can come to your place. Mm-hmm. You can't go to his.
So keep it neutral.
Yeah. What are you talking about? See, here's the deal. Ain't no need of him starting going to each other places, because then if he go to your place, you're going to want to go to his. You can't come to his house. Mm-mm. You cannot come. So we going to get this hotel, and we going to do this weekend getaway. And the reason you can't come to his room is because it's a playpen in there.
Come on. What else is in there?
A swing set. It's a couple school desks in there. And he not going to, ain't nowhere for you to put your perfume, because there's already some in there. And the toothbrush holder is full.
Okay, you get it now, McKay?
And ain't nowhere in the world y'all can be in there in private with them other people in that house that ain't gonna mention nothing. Mm-hmm. Mama, how come Daddy don't close?
No.
Next question.
Other occupants.
All right, here we go. Shanice in Germantown says, I'm married to a man that loves being on Instagram all day and night. He sends me memes and pictures from other people's pages, but he never notices anything I post. I asked him if he sees my pictures, and he said, yeah, you're cute. If he sees it, why won't he like it and comment? What's up with him?
What's up with you?
Yeah.
I mean, y'all's whole relationship is social media. Why don't you just come to terms with that? You're in a social media relationship.
A social media relationship.
What does that mean, Steve?
You know, y'all's relationship is based on social media. It's been on views.
How many likes?
Likes.
Comments you get.
Likes and mention. Now, you mad at he don't like and comment on none of your pictures. Mm-hmm. When your problem is, that's all he do is comment on stuff. When the last time he made a comment to you about you? Mm-hmm. Not your post. Just to you and about you, about y'all's future, about what y'all doing, what y'all thinking, how y'all feeling. See, those are the comments you're looking for, but all you're interested in and all you're getting is post comments.
Wow.
So there you have it.
That's what's up with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you don't really have to date him. You could just date the internet.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Whoa. What?
Yeah.
Since she likes and comments. All right. That's because they do a lot of that on there, huh? All right, moving on to Christy in Virginia Beach. Christy writes, my mother introduced me to her coworker and we hit it off and started dating. My mother got a promotion and she's my boyfriend's boss now. He said that he's starting to hate my mother and she's the worst boss he's ever had. Should I let him vent or tell him to stop talking about my mama like that?
Well, I don't know how you gonna handle this. Don't nobody talk about my mama. So talking about something else totally different. I don't care what my mama did. You better not say nothing about it.
Ever.
Her daughter that you hate her? Her mother. How are you telling her daughter that? What is wrong with you?
I got suspended at school while my mama was at the school. For the teachers' conference. Mm-hmm. I got suspended in front of her and my daddy.
Why? Why? What happened?
Who fat old grandmother is this? Cool. Ain't no problem. I ain't got to check with who you talking about because I pretty much know who you talking about because my mama was older than everybody else's mama. I got it. I know exactly who you talking about. Well, let me help you.
Who said that?
Little boy. Public school. Uh-huh.
The one public. You beat down.
Oh, in front of everybody. It was not, not all they, when they took me home, they took home a suspended child. Yeah, everybody wrong. Was there. Principal, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've been that way my entire life. So I don't know what to tell you. Well, you ain't talking about my mama. Now, what should you do? Now, what I would do is treat his ass like we was at the parent-teacher conference. That's what I do.
Boyfriend.
That's what I do. Now, what you gonna do is ask him to keep your mother's name out your mouth.
Okay. Or else.
Keep my mama's name out your blanking mouth.
Uh-huh. All right. All right, fair enough. Moving on. Last one, Steve. Wanda in Bossier City says, I have a neighbor that has sex with one of our other neighbors and she never closes her blinds. So I watch with binoculars. I told another neighbor what I do occasionally and she told on me. Now it's awkward when I see my neighbor. Do I bring it up and apologize or never admit to doing anything wrong? What
don't
do I
ever
do?
Admit to doing nothing wrong.
Ever admit anything.
All you got to do is tell her you was walking down the street and saw you one time and mentioned it to the lady. You ain't even got no binoculars.
Mm-hmm. Why did he tell his other neighbor anyway? Mm.
Now,
why did he
this
feel
a
the
woman
need?
Saying, yeah. Shirley? This is a woman.
Yeah,
saying?
Wanda. Wanda wrote it, and she. She's the one that watches her neighbors, yes.
Right.
Because
I'm lost too. I think Wanda told another woman this, and the woman told the other woman.
Uh-huh. That's exactly what happened.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what happened. So, you know, it just is what I don't care. I ain't saying nothing. I ain't told nothing. I ain't got no damn enough.
If I see you doing it, I'm watching you, okay? If I see you doing it, I'm watching it.
But why is she telling people?
Well, don't you got binoculars, Tommy? You got binoculars.
I got binoculars. Let me tell you something. I'm in Miami right now. I got a Amazon be here tomorrow. I ordered a telescope.
Telescope.
There's too many buildings around me. I'm looking at everything around here. Everything.
Ordered a telescope. Amazon be here tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Boy.
I'm finna see
right,
it all.
So
you're
never,
not gonna miss nothing, huh?
You're not. Yeah. You're saying never say anything. Never admit you don't have binoculars. You didn't do anything
why?
Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I got binoculars. I got bifocals. I don't do binoculars.
Play it off, Junior.
Yeah, what?
I don't even have glasses. All right. All right, guys. Thank you. Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
So I'm sure everyone's heard about this by now, but let me refresh your memory just in case. Friday night, D.L. Hughley and Monique were both booked for the comedy explosion at the Fox Theater in Detroit, okay? So now during the show, fans were blown away after Monique delivered a profanity-filled rant on stage mentioning Hughley by name. She was angry over a contract dispute after she thought she was supposed to headline the show. She was fed up with the disagreement. She took to the stage to let the crowd know her true feelings in a 10-minute long rant that was caught on video, where she was ridiculing D.L. Hughley and then questioning his sexuality. Then she added that she never let Hollywood bully her, and Oprah and Tyler Perry kept telling her to let go and let God. And that's when she called out Oprah and Tyler and D.L. and even you, Steve. Take a listen.
Let go and let God. So I kept hearing over and over and over again. So I said, well, let me let this go and let me give it to God. And you know what God did? He gave it right back. He said, I gave you everything you need to deal with these motherfuckers. Steve Harvey, D.L. Hughley. I gave you everything you need to deal with these motherfuckers. I don't with nobody. See, tonight.
What? Mm. Excuse me, Monique?
Let me just open by saying I could care less than about what you think about me. Because clearly, I'm not your problem. You know
like
what?
That.
And anyone who knows me, who really knows me, can't even make that statement. Now you're trying to sound profound now, but really. Girl.
Why do we keep doing this to each other? Why? If you got an issue with me, come talk to me. But why do we have to lash out so publicly like this to each other? It just drags us all down at the same time, man. I don't get it.
You know what? And you're right. You're right, Tommy. And usually, you know, Steve, you've had your instances and you know, with Monique and with situations like this. And we always tell you, and you always take the high road and don't comment. You know, you just let it stay out there. You don't give a comment life. Well, I guess, you know, it's the holiday and D.L. Hughley had time. He took to Instagram and hit back at Monique. He said, all you have to do is check the order of names on the ticket stub from last night and you'll see who's confused. Against my better judgment, over the objections of my team and four other occasions where I said no, I decided to take a chance and work with Monique. He then questions if Monique herself is the problem at the center of her many public disputes. Oprah was the problem. Tyler Perry was the problem, DL says. Charlamagne was the problem. Steve Harvey was the problem. Lee Daniels was the problem. Netflix was the problem. Now it's my turn. At some point, it can't be everyone else. It's you. Lesson learned.
It's too
unquote
much.
From DL.
Well stated, too. Well
yeah.
stated.
Yeah.
Classy way. Classy way to respond. Yeah.
No, and you could tell he didn't even want to get into this. You could tell that because we know him too.
Well, sad part is he's headlining the show. He comes on next.
Yeah, and you go on this rant. You go on this rant before he even gets on stage about him.
That's really crazy, man. And our mission, and I don't even do stand-up anymore, but when I did it, I was pretty good. And I always understood the mission. The mission is to entertain the audience that pays you money. First of all, no one knew anything about this contract. Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody. Not a
posting it.
Let me say this. You know about your own contract before you get where you're going.
Hello.
You know, you completely know what's going on. Let me tell you something. I know exactly what I'm making. I know when I'm going on. Mm. I know everything about what my job before I get there. So this is not a shock before I walk out there. Oh, I'm first, I'm second, I'm third. Well, I didn't know. You know exactly when you are.
We have radio contracts. We know. We get it.
Tommy.
You know, you're right.
Here's what I ventured, I bet you happened. Her management, whoever he is, simply stated, I got this gig, you co-headline. I promise you that's what was told.
You're co-headlining. That was incorrect information.
And that was incorrect information because D.O. put that contract online. He was 100% headliner.
Ooh, his receipts was long.
Co-headliner affects the money. If you're co-headlining, you're going to get the same cash. Well, you know, you're not selling the same tickets. So, and D.O. is aware of his position in this whole thing. And D.O. was the headliner. And could have, maybe when you got up there, maybe the marquee at the Fox read strangely. I don't know. I didn't see it. Maybe your management told you you were co-headlining. And when you got there and you didn't get her headliner building, it triggered you. But the audience doesn't know any of this.
Right.
And the reason D.O. had to show the contract was because the whole 10 minutes was about the contract.
And why are you mad at D.L.? Why aren't you mad at whoever told you you were headlining? That's the part that's really troubling.
It's got nothing
puzzling.
To do with D.L. No. You do your paper, you he does his paper.
Damn thing.
Don't you sign your contract? Because I signed mine.
Absolutely. Yeah, we all have to sign a contract.
Hello.
You're not finna go pick up $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 and ain't signed your damn name.
On somebody's word. Okay, here we go. Man. Coming up at 20 minutes after, listen, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show and a chance for you to win $1,500 cash with Seagram's Escapes. Stay tuned. We'll tell you all about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Carla, we have a special treat just in time for summer for our Steve Harvey Nation that we love so much. Tell us about it.
All right, Shirley girl, we've teamed up with Seagram's Escapes to give away $1,500 cash to create your own summer escape. So listen, all you have to do is to enter and get rules. Visit SteveHarveyFM.com. That's what you got to do. Sip happiness with a Seagram's Escapes Italian Ice Variety Pack. Now, your new summer staple, we love it. Like all of our flavors, all Italian ice flavors are sweet and delicious with a 3.2% ABV. $1,500 cash could be yours. Get all the info at SteveHarveyFM.com. Got it out.
That's
now you know what to do. You know what to do. You know what to
That's
do.
That's right. $1,500. Okay. Who can't use that right now, right? High as gas is. All right.
Okay.
Listen, happiness with Seagram's Escapes. That's right. So speaking of happy and all of that, so how was your Memorial Day, guys? Steve, I think you told us earlier, but tell us again, was the family over? Any crazy thing happened with the grandkids?
You know, just a couple of my kids came over. My daughter and my son came over. And, of course, they invite their friends. So, you know, my house is really, I don't do a lot of entertaining in it. So my house is for my kids and their friends. And they invited me. You know, man, they actually got some cool little friends because I've actually watched them grow up. Right. You know, I met them all when they was back in college and everything. Now they in their 30s. They getting married. You know, they having kids. And it's just kind of cool watching them have grown up a little bit. And, you know, so it was a nice little group over there. All I did was barbecue.
We know. You told us earlier. You
know. All I did, I meat, more meat.
All right, so Tommy, how was your holiday weekend? Where were you?
It was good. Me and Jackie went to Anguilla.
Where we
For the weekend?
We went to
Boy, I know your rich ass just didn't pop in.
Shut up, shut up,
Oh, okay.
Pastor Keon Henderson and Shawnee, Shaq's ex-wife, they got married. Pastor Keon Henderson and Shawnee got married. So we went to the wedding. I stood next to Charles Oakley and realized, you know what? I really might be short. I really might.
Ain't no might. Might.
We got the pictures. You can come over here and stand next to me. Yeah, over there,
you've been in denial. Well, Tommy, it looked like you guys had a great time. Congratulations to the newlyweds. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we're going to switch gears here and talk about an anonymous donor that's going to pay for the Uvalde, Texas funerals right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced that an anonymous donor will pay for the funerals of the victims of the Robb Elementary School shooting. An anonymous donor provided $175,000 to ensure that every cost of every family concerning anything about funeral services is going to be taken care of. Abbott revealed this during a press conference. He also added that no family who is suffering from heartbreak at this time will have to worry about a single cost with regard to anything concerning this travesty. We appreciate that anonymous donor for his generosity, and we will ensure that those resources get into the right hands. Also during that briefing, Abbott outlined a series of mental health services for those affected by this tragedy. Salvador Ramos shot his grandmother in the face before he went to Robb Elementary School in Uvalde and killed 21 people. The grandmother, 66-year-old Celia Sally Martinez Gonzalez, is in stable condition, but reports indicate that she may never speak again. Wow.
That's so sad. It's
I know.
Things coming out about that horrible day. How law enforcement dropped the ball on that day. And how, I don't know, a lot of people are saying this anonymous donor, they think it may be someone from the NRA. And the reason why.
You know what I hate hearing? How old somebody needs to be to get this rifle, how old you need to be, let's change that. Let's get rid of this rifle. Let's get rid of this AR gun completely. Well, you can't buy it anymore. That doesn't make sense to me because you don't need it for anything.
For nothing. Yeah.
Anything.
The only reason you buy a gun wrong. Like that is to kill someone.
To kill, yeah, absolutely.
The whole problem is the NRA is the largest contributor to the Republican Party.
We got to bring them down, man. I'm sorry. But we got to bring them down.
They're not going to do anything that stops them from making money through the sale of arms.
They just had a big convention.
In Houston.
In Texas. Just had a big convention. Senator Ted Cruz got some heat from it at a restaurant.
There was a lot of protesting here in Houston.
Called him out.
People lined up. They were very
upset. Did Trump go there?
Yeah.
Trump, Abbott, and Cruz.
Abbott was there virtually. He backed out at the last minute, coming in person.
He rolled out.
He spoke virtually.
My bad. I'm sorry. I had to say it. Go ahead.
Well, that's good, though, because you need to point out who it is. Because, you know. No, really, man. Because evil repeats itself if you're not careful. You know, we saw George Wallace before. You can see him again.
Yeah. It's heartbreaking.
The governor of Texas many years ago. Yeah.
And Beto O'Rourke, who stormed in the press conference, who is running the Democratic candidate, who is running for Texas governor, who interrupted the press conference. I said, right on. I don't feel he should have been escorted out.
And they were mad at him for that.
He demanded answers. Yeah. He could say what he wanted to say. Freedom of speech. Since y'all talking about amendments and Constitution, he could say what he wanted to say.
Well,
yeah, they didn't like that.
You can't get freedom of speech, but you can freely go in here and buy these guns.
At 18 years old, you can buy
How did he have body armor? How can you buy body armor?
Now,
I don't think they sell that on the internet. I'm not sure how he purchased it, but he can get it off the internet. You can get that off the internet.
But that's
off
my
Amazon,
question,
I
though.
Think. Yeah.
Amazon.
Yeah, they sell it on Amazon.
Hold on now. At one point in time, Amazon needs to make a stand with what they allow to be sold on their platform. See, you can't be for it and against it at the same time. Mm-hmm. You either one or the other. Everybody could take a stand to stop this.
You're right, but you know the bottom line is making money. I mean, you know that. And they make money off, like you all say, the is. Guns and all right. this. So
they don't care how many people get killed. They don't care about your kids dying. They don't care. Nope. We making they money.
They don't. Mm-hmm. They don't, Steve. This is true.
All right. Wow. Lord, have mercy. Yeah. Well, thank God for the anonymous donor anyway. Coming up next, it is the nephew with the prank phone call for today, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is the candy lady. The candy lady. Okay, we'll see how sweet this one is in just a few. But right now, it is time for the nephew and the prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff? What you got?
You want me to do it? I mean, do you really want me to do it?
I do.
You want me to? What part of the menu? Do you want me to do it? Do you want me
yes.
to do it?
Yes, we do.
Okay. All right, put your seatbelt on when I give you this title right here. You ready? Here it is. Uh-huh. Your wife gave me a disease.
What?
Your wife.
Really now? Really?
Gave me a disease. I'm like, what? Me. What?
Too far.
Huh?
Yeah, I can tell already. Yeah, this.
Yeah. All I want you to do is let the prank use you. Let the prank use you.
Lord.
All right. Your wife gave me a disease. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Dante.
Yeah, this is him. Who this?
Hey, how you doing, man? Just to be certain, you Dante that's married to Tammy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So listen, man, sure you've heard about me, you know, maybe heard my name before, because I used to date Tammy way before you guys got married. You know, my name is Marcella. So I just wanted to call and say, how you doing? But I needed to
talk. Oh, okay, yeah, I know. She mentioned y'all used to be together. I've heard about you. What's the phone call for?
I needed to talk to you, man. And I've been holding this back at least 4 years. You know, I haven't said anything. And, you know, I can't hold it no more, man. I'm going through so many issues right now. I got to get the grips on this thing that I'm going through. But, you know, I wanted to come to you, man to man, talk to you about this situation. I hate to bring it to you like this, but when me and Tammy were together, when we was together, Tammy gave me a disease, man. So, you know, I've been holding this, you know, and I wanted to hit you up. I thought about it 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
What do you mean, like, she gave you a disease?
She gave me a disease about 4+ years ago. This is way before y'all got married. From my understanding, y'all been married about 3 years, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. And you're calling me to give me the heads up?
Nah, man, nah. I'm calling because, dude, these damn the medical bills and all this is just completely out of control. I can't even, you know, I can't take care of myself no more with this, you know? And I don't feel like I have to because she the one that gave me the damn disease.
Okay, so you're calling because you want me to pay for you want us to pay for your medical bills,
dude. I mean, put yourself in my position, man. I mean, what's a brother supposed to do? You know, I'm sitting over here with a disease somebody gave me, and you know they going on with their life.
Bro, yeah, but this is so you're calling me, telling me my wife gave you a disease. First of all, she would have told me that. Secondly, now you're telling me like I might have some. You gotta be kidding me. Well, what the f*** did she give you? What disease are you talking about, man?
At this point, you know, I don't even want to discuss it. I just want to get on board. Can we get some kind of understanding with this medical bill that I can't? It's out of control.
Man, I'm not paying. Okay, I'm not going to pay for your medical bills, especially when I don't even know what the f*** you mean. What do you mean she gave you a disease, man? I'm over here freaking the f*** out.
Hey, dude, I understand. You know, bro, I hope you good. I really, you know, but I'm just saying, man, dude, I don't know what to do no more, man. I really don't. You know, like I said.
Well, okay, yo, you need, tell me, all right, you talking in circles. You're telling me something you caught 4 or 5 years ago? Well, what, is it some shit that's incurable? What the fuck disease are you talking about, man?
Dude, regardless of what it is, I'm trying to handle the medical bills on it, man. That's what I'm trying to do.
Dude, but what kind of medical bills could you have for some shit you caught 4 years ago? Like 4 years ago, you should have been able to fix that shit. What is it?
Dude, she gave me the disease, and now I need somebody to pay these damn bills. That's all I'm saying to you, all right? That's all I'm saying, Dante.
Yo, and what I'm telling you, Marcelo, is quit playing and tell me what the f*** disease this is.
It's Marcellus, man. It's Marcellus, okay?
I don't care what your name is. I'm giving
man, you... Man, y'all wanna gave me diabetes.
What the f***? Diabetes?
Your wife gave me diabetes, man.
Man, you must be dumb as hell. Can't somebody give you diabetes? What you mean she gave you diabetes?
Man, your wife was cooking all them cakes and pies and you know, all that sugar, you know? And just
man, you came out, bro, had me thinking my wife gave you herpes or some man. You just don't know how to work out, you know how to eat. That's on you, man. I ain't paying no bills for that diabetes, what the is wrong with you, man?
Oh, so now the funny.
Yes.
You laughing?
What you mean,
are you
funny?
You laughing at me, Dante?
Yes, I'm laughing at you. Call my phone talking about my wife gave you diabetes, bro. For real? This is stupid, bro.
Hey, can I say something else, though, Dante?
What? What you want to say?
I want to say this, Dante. You just got pranked, baby. This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Tammy, got me to prank phone
call. Oh. Damn. Yo, that's...
Oh, snap. I got you, baby. I got you, baby.
Wow. Okay, she told me about Marcelo, but I never heard his voice, bro. I was on fire. Oh, my God.
You good, man?
Oh, my God. Oh, you had me so scared, dude. Talking about a disease. Bro, oh, shit.
Especially a disease that's 4 years lingering. That's like, whoa,
bro.
What is that?
Oh, my God, man. I was, when she got home, I was about to be so mad, bro.
Hey, man,
God.
You got to tell me this, man. Come on, Dante. What is the baddest? And I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the lane.
Man, y'all funny, dude. It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
Dante.
Happy New Year.
Are you eating right? You ain't got no diabetes, do you? Eating,
bro? Dude, now I'm worried, bro. I know you could catch it like that, bro.
Oh, man.
Are you kidding?
Come on, man. Are you for real?
Man, your wife gave me this, man. Cooking all them cakes and stuff, man, and all that sugar.
Yeah,
man, like, your wife gave it to me, baby.
What disease could you have like that you caught like that for 4 years? You haven't done anything in 4 years.
But your medical bills is piling
all these
up.
Doctor visits and medical bills, man. Man, your wife gave me diabetes, man. She cooking all that good stuff, man.
That's really crazy.
You want to catch Stupid in rare form, you can catch it, baby. It's going down July 1st. The nephew will be in Columbia, South Carolina. And make no mistake about it, I am the headliner. Make no mistake about it, okay? Columbia, South Carolina. At the Koga Performing Arts Center, tickets on sale right now. That is the Koga Performing Arts Center. Tickets are on sale right now or at all Ticketmaster outlets. And nephew is coming to town July 1st. That's the 4th of July weekend. I am the appetizer of your barbecue weekend. So come get your laugh on Friday night, July 1st, and hang out with your boy, the headliner, nephew
Tommy.
Okay?
You got your contract.
All right. We don't have no problem.
You don't want to be the appetizer.
Read your contract.
Well,
Check your contract.
Hey, son,
you read your contract.
I'm the entree and dessert of my show.
Okay.
Be the hors d'oeuvres in here.
Get my makeup in here.
Read your contract.
All right. Thank you, nephew.
I know what my contract.
Thank you, entree. Coming up next, strawberry letter subject, the candy lady. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. By clicking Submit Strawberry Letter, we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours. That's right.
It could be. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. The Candy Lady is the subject. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 59-year-old mother of 2 grown sons, and I pride myself on how well I raised them by myself. They both are educated and have great jobs. My oldest son is married, and he has a baby on the way with his wife. My youngest son is 29, and he is trying to send me to an early grave. When I was raising my boys, I had a village of strong women to help me. One of my nearest and dearest friends helped me the most, and my sons love to call her the Candy Lady because she always has some kind of candy in her purse. She never had children and never got married, but they never saw her go through all of the men and the drama in her life. Up until 2020, she was in an 11-year relationship with this married man. After they broke up, she was very depressed, and I did all I could to snap her out of it. I even sent my 29-year-old son over to change her locks to prevent the married man from creeping back into her life. She called me a few days after that and said she was getting her life back on track and my son was going to teach her how to play tennis. I thought that a hobby would be helpful. Little did I know, she and my son have been seeing each other for over a year. He's been living with her for a while, and he won't tell me how or why it all happened. He came to me last week and said he wanted to tell me something, but before he told me, he said there is nothing I can do about it. He told me that I shouldn't be upset with my friend because age doesn't matter, and he called her his soulmate. The Candy Lady that I know has had over 100 soulmates over the years. I don't want my son with this old heifer. Is there anything I can do to break up my son and the Candy Lady? Wow. First of all, I mean, this is one of those, you know, ultimate betrayal type situations because she knows better that she's your age. You say you're 59 and she's, you know, doing your 29-year-old son. She went behind your back, basically. You know, you guys are supposed to be friends. She knows your son was off limits. And here's what you know. You already know there is nothing you can do about this. I mean, as a mother, I know you don't want this for your son. You do not like them together. This woman is your friend. So you know all her business and you don't think she's good enough for your son. You know what she's been through, all the men, the married men for 11 years that she was with. All you're doing is looking out for your son at this point. You think she's way too old, as you mentioned in the letter, for your 29-year-old son, and that she has too much baggage. There's nothing wrong with how you feel, but here's the other thing. They are both grown. They are both consenting adults. She's, I guess, around 59. He's 29. He never even told you how this happened or came about. But, you know, he was over there, and she probably, you know, seduced him. And, they want each other right now. That's what they do. They're grown, like I said, consenting, free to do whatever they want. And what they want is each other. They already live together. So basically, your hands are tied. He's been with her for a whole year. Sometimes you just got to pray, let it go, give it to God. This relationship and all that comes with it, good or bad, is called life experience for your son. You're trying to stop that, but, you know, it's not a lot you can do at this point. I wish you the best, but I don't see anything you can do at this point. Steve?
Well, candy lady friend, little candy boy. I have a take on this letter that is going to shock, appall, and really just be upsetting to some. Before I get into this letter, I want to say that I personally stand by everything I'm about to say. I have no reason to apologize. I am not asking you to agree with me. As a matter of fact, IDC.
IDC.
Let's be clear about that.
Oh, I don't care.
IDC.
I don't care.
IDC. I'm going to create my own emojis online. You know, WYD, I got a new one, IDC, because I really be wanting to text that most of the time when I'm texting. So that's the new one, IDC, stands for I don't care. I'm going to start texting that. Save me a lot of texts. All right, let me tell you that this 59-year-old mother, these two grown sons, now here's a lot of what I'm proud of single mothers that raise their children. I really am. I think you do a great job. But I keep telling y'all, you can raise these boys to be good citizens. You can raise them to be gentlemen. You can raise them to be God-fearing. You can raise them to obey the law. You can raise them a lot of ways. You can't make them men. I don't care what you do. You can't make them men. How they decide to be as men, it's going to have a lot to do with another man. Now, you can instill a lot of the great qualities of a man in him. But when it's time to be a man, he has to stand alone. Your oldest son is married. He got a baby on his way. Your youngest son, 29, he's trying to send you to an early grave. See, you mad because one of your nearest and dearest friends helped me the most. And my sons love to call her the candy lady. She been the candy lady for a long time. You got the title of this letter right. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you how much candy the lady has been passing out and for how long and who all that had the candy.
All right. Hang on, Steve. Part two of your response is coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, the candy lady. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, the candy lady.
Well, this 59-year-old woman raised her two sons, did a great job, instilled a lot of values in them. One of her sons is married, got a baby on the way, the oldest son, very proud of him. And then she's having some trouble with the youngest one. He is 29. He trying to send her to an early grave, he say. Well, let's get into this. Then she said, when I was raising my boys, I had a village of strong women to help me. There needed to be a man in there. But no problem. Women do a great job being mothers and single mothers, and they've done a great job raising some boys. And some young men have turned out just fine. But the job of manhood has to fall squarely on the shoulders of another man. I can't teach my daughters how to be women. I don't care how much I talk to them. It's just too much about it I don't know. And so it is with manhood. But you did a good job. Now, one of your nearest and dearest friends helped you the most, and my son loved to call her the candy lady because she always had some kind of candy in her purse. We'll get into that in a minute. She never had children, never got married, but they never saw her go through all the men and the drama in her life up until 2020. Now, this woman, Candy Lady, was in an 11-year relationship with this married man. After they broke up, she was depressed. And I did all I could to snap her out of it. Now, here's what you did. You sent the 29-year-old boy yours over there to change her locks to prevent the married man from creeping back into her life. She called me a few days later after that and said she was getting her life back on track and her son was going to teach her how to play tennis. I thought that a hobby would be helpful. Little did I know she and my son have been seeing each other for over a year. He been living with her for a while, and he won't even tell me how or why I don't have it. He might not see me do any great.
What is wrong?
Before I finish crying, let me tell you what happened. He went over to Candy Lady house. Mm-hmm. Candy Lady turned into the Cookie Lady.
Oh.
See, you can't keep passing out candy to grown-ass men.
Mm.
See, it ain't candy for me no more. It's cake, pie, cookies. And I like cookies because they're easier to get to. Now, here's your problem. He won't tell me how or why it all happened. So then he came to me last week. He been living with her for a while, and he won't tell me why or how it all happened. No, Shirley, you can't stop me. I've been knowing this hell for my whole life, and I'm trying to help her. I sent my son over there to help her get herself together and change these locks so this bastard don't come back up in there. And then she going to sit up here and just stop passing out candy. All of a sudden, she just giving out cookies over there. And he's stupid. He done got hold of some of this old-ass cookie, and now they cooking. He don't know what he doing. He don't even know what he doing over there. He came to me last week. He told me he wanted to tell me something. I'm trying to tell you the story now. He's wanted to tell me something. But before he told me wasn't nothing I can do about it. How are you going to come and tell me something? And then you going to tell me ain't nothing I can do about it. What is you telling me for then? I want to do something about it. I want to help my son because he done met this old heifer. And she done put it on him. She done put it on him. He don't know what to do. She done put it on him. It's good. It's old. It's good. It's experience. Oh, I know what she did to him. But then he gonna tell me I shouldn't be upset. You see me crying. You don't tell me to be upset. You don't tell me how to be. Don't come in here and tell me you screwing this old heaven in. I ain't supposed to be upset. And then he gonna tell me I shouldn't be upset because my friend, because age don't matter. This old heifer, and as you talking about age don't matter, she 30 years older than you.
Mm-hmm.
I know good well she don't want no kids. She can't have no kids. She can have some Medicare, what she can have. And then he gonna call her his soulmate. I wanted to say, you stupid bastard, this candy lady that I know that had 100 soulmates over the year, she done screwed all these men, and now you just one of them. Now you 101. You like a puppy now. You one of the 101 Dalmatians. I can't believe this. I don't want my son with this old helper. Is there anything I can do to break up my son, the candy lady? Yes, there is something you can do, and I want to tell you, and I beg to differ that there is nothing you can do. Here it is, and I'm going to let the letter close out. You going to have to go over there and jump on them. Thank you all for listening. Steve Harvey Strong
all
right, letter strikes
again. Leave your comments over there and on
jump
today's
on her ass. That's what friends do, jump on each other.
On Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
Y'all know how to fight and still be friends. We 60. We used to do that all the time.
Coming up next, it is Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Sports Talk with Junior. What you got, Junior?
All right. Thank you, Shirley. This Saturday, though, in Dallas, I'm coming. All right, 5K Fun Run Walk for Cures Hope is happening this Saturday at the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge. You still have time to get your tickets. Go to CuresHope.org. K-I-E-R-S, hope.org. We are working to change the shape of sickle cell, and that starts with Saturday. So thank y'all so much for all the support. All right, let's get into it, man. A lot of sports happened over the weekend. I don't know if you saw this timing, Unc, but Gervonta Tank Davis knocked out Rolando Rolly Romero in the sixth round and put that boy through the ropes. I'm talking about when you come into a left hook like that, man, and just lay on left. Left hit him and laid into the ropes, and when he got up, legs was weak, trembling. That hurt. I could tell that hurt.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
In the sixth round, man, Tank Davis, but it was one of the young superstars, man. So that was really big. I enjoyed that fight. I love watching that boy fight, man. Cause it looked like, Tommy, in the beginning, he was, you know, it looked like he was taking a lot of shots, man. Like,
they was trading. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, this gonna be something here. And then out of nowhere, man, that's how fast it. God! When you looking at the announcer through the rope, talking about, did he hit me? Also,
I didn't see it coming.
Did he hit me? Talking to the ref that long. Also in the NBA, man, the Boston Celtics closed out the Miami Heat on Sunday, 100-96. Jason Tatum, man, great game, 26 points. Jimmy Butler, 35 points. Jimmy gave it all he had, man. He did. He gave it all he had for the Miami Heat. Yeah, and, man, it's going to be game one. Celtics versus the Warriors, Thursday. That's tomorrow. Ooh. Yeah, it's the finals now.
Who you got?
I got the Warriors. I'm going with the Warriors.
I don't know. Pretty boy over there at Boston. That boy clowning now.
Who you talking about, Tatum?
I call him Pretty Ricky. Pretty Ricky Clyde over there.
Cole, I'm going with the Warriors, though.
It's a lot of firepower in Golden State.
Now, Boston is the only team that has a better record against Golden State this year than any other team. Boston has won more of their games this year against Golden State.
This the championship right here, Unc. I mean,
Curry near from the run your ass.
This is Draymond Green.
I'm cheering for Boston because Nia Long's man is the head coach of Boston.
Yeah. All that's cool. I love the players on the Boston team this year, and I love the coaching staff on Boston. The city, though.
That's I'll never forgive the city.
Turned that black bus up with them kids on. I ain't gave a damn about Boston ever since. I don't give a damn about Boston. I like the Wahlbergs, but I don't like Boston.
Thank you, Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour, Kevin Hart has a brand new documentary on the evolution of black comedy. We'll talk about it right after this.
Is Monique in it?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Kevin Hart and Hart Productions will debut a 2-part documentary on the A&E Network, highlighting the evolution of black comedy. The documentary, called Right to Offend, The Black Comedy Revolution, will explore how black comedians have withstood the test of time, using humor to spark conversations and change surrounding racial injustices and societal issues. The show will take viewers back in time to the era of Red Fox, Dick Gregory, and Moms Mabley, as well as highlight the contributions from comedic leaders such as you, Steve Harvey, Dave Chappelle, Eddie Murphy, and Kevin Hart himself, among many others. It will debut on A&E Network on June 29th. And Steve, did you know already that you were going to be featured in this documentary?
Yeah, I was in it pretty strong.
Did you know about it?
Yeah. Mm.
But is Kevin talking about contracts on here so people will know what a headliner is and what a headline is?
What
we
the
doing that? Because we need to know.
Well,
yeah,
see,
opener, versus headline.
Yeah, well, he only talked to headliner, so that should keep it clear. So the and then we're not going to have to mention it, you know, to no damn body, and we wouldn't bring it up anyway. That's so. Anyway, let me just stay on the special. Uh-huh. I think the special. I haven't seen it, of course.
Okay.
And I didn't hear anybody's part. I just know my part. Mm-hmm. If you ask me about this business right here, I do know about this business, and I was a student of it. So I was pretty proud of the things I said.
It always amazed me, Steve, that you knew how much. Your ticket sales were, how many seats were in the arena, like how many seconds it takes for laughs and things like that. I love how you break it down like that. It's like, you know, the business inside and out, like you should get a laugh every so many seconds, or, you know, what joke to open with, close with, all of that. What works, what doesn't work. Yeah. You do know the business. You do.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I've spent a lot of time with Tommy and Junior talking about this too, because it is such a science to what we do. Mm-hmm. And if you don't approach it from the scientific standpoint, if you think you can just go out there and do anything you want to do, you're sadly mistaken. They got
a lot of people do, though, especially now. A lot of people do.
Well, they got something for your ass.
Is T.I. on the special? Shirley,
It just says Dave
Chappelle. T.I. is a rapper, Tommy. Why would he be on this?
Huh? What'd you say, Junior?
No, I was just talking about all the people that was gonna be on the special. Cause Tommy over here asking about all these people that ain't gonna be on there. She just said Eddie Murphy, Dave Chappelle, Wayne Brady, Steve Harvey, and Kevin Hart. She just said that, and he still asking about the wrong people.
I didn't hear. Is Bill Cosby on there, Shirley?
But among many others, I said among many others, Junior. Yeah. I did say that.
You did. Junior,
what's wrong with Tommy's list? I'm with you now.
Eric, he know what's wrong with it because he's stupid. He know.
What were you going to say, Junior?
No, I was just saying, you know, and it's really great to have a mentor like Uncle Steve that can teach you some things that you would have never found out. It took me too long to learn it.
Uh-huh.
You know, I got with Steve way when I was young, which was great. Mm-hmm. Touring with him and saw the professionalism that goes into doing black stand-up and understanding the rules and the philosophies and everything that he taught. I never would have got that conversation.
Knowing how many seats, what the ticket costs, that is what he gave me a lot on that. Gave me that insight because I didn't know how to do that math at first. And then you start okay, now this is what the promoter is making. Mm-hmm. And if you're the headliner, what are you making out of this?
Yeah.
Right. You got to be able to analyze all of that.
Here's something, though. Here's what I want to ask you, Steve. Is there a difference between black comedy and white comedy? And if so, what is that difference?
Oh, that's a two-part question. Mm-hmm. If we come back on the next break, I'll be happy to tell you exactly what it is.
Okay, I want to hear that because I just want to hear that. I think people want to hear that. All right, we'll be back coming up at 20 minutes after the hour. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, before we went to break, I asked you, was there a difference between black comedy and white comedy? We're talking about a new comedy special that you're
in. Well, you know, it's a difference between black comedy and white comedy, and there is a difference between black audiences and white audiences.
Okay.
It just is. First of all, the difference between black comedy and white comedy is we have a very, very different perspective because the world that we see comes through a set of eyes in an experience that's very unique to us. And you can only write about your experiences in life. And that doesn't, there's some great white comedians out there, make no mistake about it. But the black experience lends you to a different style and different type of comedy. The way we tell stories is a little bit different. And the vernacular is very different. And so it's quite a difference, man. And when I think of who has made me laugh the hardest in my life, it's hands down, it has been black comedians, because they, from their perspective, and of course me being black is more relatable to me, as it is with most black audiences. So there's a relatability that comes with us, but then it's a way that we translate it. Our comedy can translate to the white culture faster than white comedy can translate to our culture.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for clearing that up. All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after. We'll do a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather eat Chicago hot dogs or Chicago deep dish pizza for a week?
Deep dish hot dog. Hot dog for me.
I mean, I love both of them, but that doggone pizza, man. Woo.
Yeah, the deep dish.
Now, I'm going to have to go on a deep body full cleanse.
Yeah.
You're on that now, right after Memorial Day weekend, right?
Yeah, I'm on a cleanse, but no, when I eat that a week of deep dish, I'm gonna have to start with an extreme enema.
Okay. God.
Moving on. You made your point. Okay.
I'm talking about damn near gonna have to get the water hose. Damn near.
I absolutely hate you.
With the nozzle on it. Well, I can squeeze that handle and get force. I might have to use a pressure washer.
Not a pressure washer.
Yeah. I'm talking about have water coming out of my nose. I'm damn near drowning.
Yeah. That's a crazy visual. All right, would you rather... we're moving on because you're crazy. Would you rather have sex in a helicopter...
B.
Or sex in a space shuttle.
Hmm? Oh, I can't get in a space shuttle.
Weightlessness.
Oh, you're just floating. You can float and do it. Yeah, that's cool.
But I'm not going out of space. That's too far not to be able to get back. But I ain't going to be able to do it in the helicopter. There's no way I can do it in the helicopter.
I can't.
Why? Too small?
No.
That motion is bad.
It ain't got nothing to do with
man.
The size. Uh-huh. I can't look out this window and see these damn ground like this and expect to perform. That can't happen.
You're all the way out of the mood after you see that.
I'm telling you right now, there's nothing in me that's going to be excited. Once I know I'm in the air and I can hear that blade.
I'm going with the space booty. Space booty would be way better.
You're not taking my ass up in space and then something happened I can't get back. We ain't finna do that.
All right. Gravity. Uh-oh.
I'm gonna go on and get in this helicopter and just have the woman going, ooh, he wasn't about nothing. Okay.
To talk about you?
Mm-hmm. Sure wasn't about.
Would you rather have long toenails or short baby teeth? Which one? Little baby teeth or long toenails?
Nah, hell no. I'm gonna get them long ass toenails. What I can't do is open up my mouth and all of a sudden my teeth look like corn.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna go with the long toenails.
Yeah, long
man,
toenails.
My big ass
I don't
lips.
Want chiclets.
Dog, I got these big ass lips. I open up my mouth, a little bit of ass teeth in there. Man, you know how that neat. I gotta have teeth to get around these lips.
All right. Yeah. All right. Thank you. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up next, we'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey at 49 minutes after, and it'll be our last break of the day right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day. Before we close the show out, we did want to say our condolences going out to the family of actor Ray Liotta. We know Ray Liotta from the movie Goodfellas, which we all loved, of course. Ray Liotta passed away in his sleep last week. He was in the DR filming a movie. He was 67 years old. Tommy, you were out of the country. You didn't even know that. Yeah.
I did not know. Man, yeah. all I can think of is Goodfellas. That's all
Goodfellas.
I can think of.
Yeah.
That's classic right there, buddy. That Absolutely. Boy making that spaghetti that day.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. And also, condolences going out to the family of Master P. Master P's daughter, Tatiana Miller, was 29, and she passed away. They're saying the cause of death was due to mental illness and drugs. And just, you know, sad news and wow. Condolences, you know. Yeah.
Definitely.
Condolences, yeah. You know.
The families.
Man, because you just never know, man. That's hard.
To lose a
death
child.
Of a child.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Unthinkable. Okay.
Absolutely. And we move from there to some good news. Actress Yara Shahidi of Black-ish and the TV show Grown-ish has graduated from Harvard University.
Oh, she's so smart and beautiful.
Yes.
Love her.
Yes. She was acting full time, but she was able to balance dual academic tracks in social studies and African American studies. She graduated after completing her 136-page thesis. Now that she's done with Harvard, Yara plans to finish shooting the fifth season of Grown-ish this summer. So
Wait
she
a minute,
has
Shirley,
a full,
you said she printed a 136-page thesis.
Yeah, she completed. Yeah, her thesis was 136 pages. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know how smart she is.
Yeah. Yeah, she's very, very smart.
God.
Yeah.
Yes, and beautiful.
If I write you 136 pages, I'm going to quadruple space, and them margins is going so, them margins going to be so thin, you think you're going to read in a pamphlet. I ain't got 136, not on no subject like that. I can do 136 pages on comedy.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I can't give you nothing else. I can give you 136 pages on the life and trials of Steve Harvey. But...
I would love
to. But congratulations. Yeah, mm-hmm. Congratulations to Yara Shahidi. Yep, she's on her way.
Yeah, smart.
Mm-hmm. All right, Steve.
Yeah. Harvey.
Yeah. Well, I was waiting on some questions. I thought you guys might ask me some stuff
some
on
questions.
The way out,
yeah.
Kind of motivational, personal stuff like that. You know.
Well, how you feel today? How do you feel? It's a lot of stuff trending over the weekend.
Well, you know, I'm good with everything. You know, I feel sorry for people, man, who don't know how to let stuff go so they can move forward. Mm-hmm. I feel sorry for people who walk away from a relationship with God. I feel sorry for people who feel for people, man, who don't learn from mistakes, man. That's just a bad thing. It's no good for anybody, man. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, look, we've got to get to the point, man, where we learn from our mistakes. We can't keep repeating bad behavior and expect good results. It just doesn't work that way, man. And it's just sad to see it, man. I don't like watching the demise of a human being. I really don't.
I know, it's no fun, especially someone you admire.
It's ugly to see, man.
It's no fun. It's no fun.
You know, y'all being real nice. I'm sorry. I don't feel sorry for their ass. I'm sorry. I don't. Y'all trying to feel sorry for people. No, I got other people I can feel sorry for. When you just walk away from the Lord, you know what? That's on you. I'm sorry. I don't feel sorry for you.
All right,
you
Tommy. You know, I'm going to say something to you that I hardly ever say. Because it troubles me that when I get this way with you. But really, in all honesty, I happen to agree with you 100%.
It troubles you to agree with him.
It troubles me that I find something he says and I go, well, I'll be damned. Because really, man, in all honesty, man, that's really what people want to say. You know, look, you know, when you're on the radio and you us, we have a responsibility. And then, you know, you always want to try to take the high road. You really do.
Absolutely.
And
you want to look for the good in people.
You know, I pretty much take you for how you are to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you don't show me no good, I got to quit looking for it because that ain't what you want to exemplify. So that's on you. I just, it's troubling, man. Mm-hmm. I still say, though, that it's troubling. To watch a person get it wrong repeatedly.
It's like you're watching them self-destruct.
My father used to tell me, he said, you know, when we are born, we look like our parents. He said, but when we die, we look like our decisions. And you got to start looking at what you got, your decisions, your choices, the things that you decide.
I don't know who this is.
What the hell is going on right here? What is this show?
My bad. My bad. Y'all won't let me be Thomas. Y'all won't let me.
He said it was his dad. He said it was.
But that was his dad. It was.
Oh, okay. Oh,
come on back, Steve. Come on back.
And that was profound right there.
Just for you to even recall that shocked me.
When we are born,
we say you have a choice. Always got a choice.
We look like our parents. When we die, we look like our decisions, man. What are your decisions?
I just think that we all have I'm sometimes stuck because there's so much I really want to say to a person, but Deion Sanders told me best, and I had to learn that. Stop throwing life rafts to people swimming away from the boat. I had to remember that. So those are my closing remarks today. I ain't throwing no more life rafts to people swimming away from the boat. Talk to God, y'all. He'd love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.